Bush, Exodus 3:14, and says, I am that I am, not we are that we are. God is eternal. Psalms 90, verse 2, from before the mountains were brought forth, or even from it thou, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Joseph Smith A. agrees with this in Moroni 8:18 in the Book of Mormon. For I know that God is not a partial God, neither a changeable being, but he is unchangeable from all eternity to all eternity. And here we have one of the classic contradictions of Mormonism when Joseph Smith B., got up before some 18,000 Mormons in Nauvoo, Illinois in 1844 and declared, we have imagined, suppose that God was God from all eternity, I will refute that idea and take away the veil that you may see. He claimed that God was once a man, is now an exalted man. Page 345 of Teachings. And so we find that Joseph Smith A. contradicted Joseph Smith B. and so forth. How can we believe in a prophet like that? For I'm going to tell you how God came to be God. We have imagined, suppose that God was God from all eternity. I will refute that idea and take away the veil that you may see. Joseph claimed that you've got to learn how to become gods like all the gods have done before you. Except God had a different opinion in Isaiah 43:10 when he said, there was no God formed before me, neither shall there be after me. So all vacancies are filled by God. You and I will never become gods and goddesses because God said so. What about some of the problem texts like, ye are gods in John 10:34? Jesus said that to some Jews who are about ready to stone him to death. It doesn't sound like God's an embryo to me. And I doubt that any of those people could qualify for godhood, for being God's an embryo, a la the current Mormon definition of eternal progression. Where was Jesus quoting from? From Psalms 82:6, ye are gods, and refers there to Hebrew judges, just like a Mormon apostle, James E. Talmage, says in Jesus the Christ, page 501 at the bottom of the page. Of course, we're dealing with Joseph Smith here. Nonetheless, this is some matter to consider. No God formed before me, neither shall there be after me. That cuts the law of eternal progression right in half. We should take it very literally. To not take the Bible literally at some points is to put your soul in jeopardy. Rapidly run out of time here. Now, what about Joseph Smith, the shadowy Joseph Smith C? I understand that, I think it was mentioned that you are a descendant of Wilford Woodruff. Let me quote from Wilford Woodruff's private journal, December 16, 1867. At the meeting of the School of the Prophets, President Young said Adam was Michael the Archangel and he was father of Jesus Christ and was our God, and that Joseph taught this principle. Joseph Smith had the wrong God. Also, we have another quote here if I can find it. Well, at any rate, I think I'm running out of time here. Here we go. Brigham Young. This was minutes of the meeting at the historian's office, April 4th, 1860, 7 p.m. Brigham Young, it was Joseph's doctrine that Adam was God when in Luke Johnson's at Orson High, the power came upon us. Is Adam our father and our God and the only God with whom we have to do, as Brigham Young declared? I believe it's Hebrews 4:13 talks about the God with whom we have to do. And you know something? Not one reference to Adam in the entire book of Hebrews in the New Testament. Joseph Smith taught, I believe it's around Doctrine and Covenants, section 27, that Adam is the Ancient of Days. And you just look up in Daniel around the 7th chapter, and the Ancient of Days very obviously is God. Joseph promoted the wrong God. Thank you.